Speaking on this program is Vernon Joins.
Thank you very much. For the next few moments, we're going to be discussing the subject of God. Reading from Romans 8, 9 through 11, we observe that the Apostle Paul, for inspiration of the Spirit of God, made the statement that the Holy Spirit does dwell in the Christian. And the question, however, is often asked, how does the Spirit dwell in a Christian? Well, first of all, we must accept the fact that there are many things in the Scriptures which we do not understand by human reasoning. But we accept them and believe them to be true simply because they are written in God's Word. For instance, the Bible teaches that God created the heaven and the earth, and that the first man was created from the dust of the ground. Genesis 1:1 and Genesis 2 and verse 7. Again, Christ made the statement that it is written in the Bible that he who believes and is baptized will be saved, and that Christ adds the saved to his church. Mark 16:16 and Acts 2:47. And all such teachings of the Bible we accept by faith. We believe these to be true because they are written in the book we call the Bible. We can understand them by asking, how is it possible, or how was it done? Secondly, the Holy Spirit, according to the Bible, is God. Acts 5, verses 3 and 4. And God dwells in his children. 2 Corinthians 6:16, and also Ephesians, the third chapter. There is absolutely nothing physical or miraculous about it. God does not have to work miracles or do supernatural things for his children to prove that he lives in them. According to the Bible, the Godhead, God, Christ, and the Holy Spirit live in a Christian just as a child of God lives in Christ or in God or the Holy Spirit. 2 Timothy 3:12 and Galatians 5 and verse 25. We in him and he in us. Now, according to Jesus' prayer in John 17, he makes it clear then that this is true. Now, notice what the Apostle Paul wrote in Galatians 2 and verse 20. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Paul was saying that after he became a Christian, Christ lived in him and he lived in Christ. What this is really defining is the relationship between God and his children. Because we have listened to his inspired word, the word of the Holy Spirit, and have believed and obeyed his will, continuing to walk in it, thereby God's children are led by his Spirit. Romans 8, 14 and 2 Timothy 3:16. This does not mean that a Christian is led by a mysterious inner feeling. However, it does mean that the Holy Spirit leads the Christian when the Christian reads or hears God's written word from the Bible, rightly dividing or handling aright that word in 2 Timothy 2 and verse 15, and he walks according to his written instruction. Moreover, the Holy Spirit dwells in the heart and the life of the Christian, just as Christ does, that he would grant you to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. In Ephesians 3 and verses 16 and 17, and then if you continue to read a couple of verses later, he says that the fullness of God dwells in us. He does not dwell in a person as the demons did in the days of Christ against one's own will and the overpowering the person's own decision-making process, but through faith. God, Christ, and the Holy Spirit dwell in the faithful Christian, led by the Holy Spirit of God through his written word. The Christian bears the fruit of the Holy Spirit, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness and goodness and faithfulness and gentleness, self-control. Galatians 5, verses 22 and 23. The body of a Christian, says the Bible, is the temple of God and the Holy Spirit, and of God dwells in it. Do you not know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? 1 Corinthians 6 and verse 19. But you're not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now, if one does not have the Spirit of Christ, he's none of his. And if Christ is in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. We thank you very much for listening to the broadcast today.